It's the Full Force Newsburst brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com with me, Diagnostic 80. The next Transformers movie gets a director and lots more info regarding the Hasbro combined cinematic universe. According to Deadline.com, director Stephen Caple Jr. is being tapped by Paramount and Hasbro to helm the next Transformers movie. Apparently, negotiations are yet to begin, but the Creed II director is the top choice among the studio execs and producers, with a deal looking close within the next few weeks. The movie will follow on from Bumblebee and will be set in the 90s. In addition to that news, Mikey Sutton from Geekosity has also been dropping some interesting nuggets of info. In an article posted earlier today, he revealed some inside info regarding the building of the Hasbro Cinematic Universe. When discussing the numerous directors who have been brought in to helm the Hasbro properties, he said, "The goal is to bring them all together. With Power Rangers and Transformers reportedly being set in the 90s, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the map. This is world building, one that will include G.I. Joe, ROM, Visionaries, and Mask. I'm hearing that the new Transformers will mention or have an appearance by Mask. I've been whispered that John Cena's character Jack Burns in Bumblebee could secretly have ties to Mask. That leaves Mask to form the bridge between Transformers and G.I. Joe." He said Mask a lot there, didn't he? This is very cool to hear coming from a prolific tipster in the industry and someone who has popped up a number of times recently with info regarding the Hasbro and Paramount movie franchises. The Cena link has been played up a number of times, but maybe there is something to it after all. I fully expect the Agent Burns moniker to be a red herring in this case, and he could end up being a Joe-centered character anyway. Only time will tell, but this is very positive news for those of us wanting to see some kind of world building, and despite the setback regarding Micronauts recently with the date removal from the schedule, I still expect it to be included in the Hasbro and Paramount cinematic universe. I know there are a number of detractors for the combining of the properties, so what do you guys think? Do you want all of these brands to be combined into one universe, or are you skeptical? Let us know in the comments below. That's it for this installment of the Full Force Newsburst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, me. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.